This week on Morning Edition, we've been talking about the people's car, which can sound a little communist. But what we mean is the kind of car that opens up the road to millions. This is Free Enterprise. It's the 100th anniversary of Henry Ford's Model T. As we've heard this week, India is now promoting the world's cheapest car, a car for the average person today. There have been many cars in between, and you can learn almost as much from the ads that sold those cars as you can from the cars themselves. NPR's Jessica Smith concludes our series.
Henry Ford knew he could build the best car in the world, but if nobody knew about it, he wouldn't sell many vehicles. The corporate historian at Ford Motors, Bob Krepke, says that's why Ford and his advisors sought out advertising experts.
And they hired a gentleman that had been with the Barnum & Bailey Circus, and he was a real expert, naturally, on drawing crowds and gimmicks and that. And he advised how we could stage stunts, cars going up huge staircases, and getting the press there to cover these kind of novel events.
Radio promotion would come later, but in the early days, Ford relied on posters and a blitz of them to sell what he called his universal car. The message on the posters was straightforward. Remember, Ford's audience was people who were still moving around by horse and buggy.
They'd say, here's the new model. Show up. Let a dealer take you on a test drive. You too can drive a car.
But by the 1920s, Ford had sold so many cars, he faced a saturated market. Everyone who could afford a car had one. Randall Rothenberg has written a book about auto marketing, and he says at that point, the mantle for auto marketing genius passed from Ford to General Motors under the leadership of Alfred P. Sloan. He developed the idea of selling cars based on status.
On the notion, as Sloan put it, a car for every person purpose. They focused General Motors on annual model changes, on planned obsolescence, on the notion of getting people to step up to better and better cars.
Car ads from then on were about bigger, better, status, and style. Cars were sold as part of the American suburban dream. But plenty of people still needed a cheap way to get around. Car makers had to figure out how to sell to these people without using the word cheap.
Remember running boards? Those were the days when a car was a car. Simple, so there was less to go wrong.
In 1959, strange commercials for a funny-looking German car hit the airwaves.
They just don't make them like they used to. Except the Volkswagen.
Rothenberg says the idea of a Volkswagen, or literally people's car, came from Hitler. But a group of Jewish-American copywriters at the ad agency Doyle Dane Birnbach helped popularize the Beetle in America.
The genius of Bill Birnbach and the team that was working for him was to recognize that the way to sell cheap, basic automobility was through appeals to status, but not the high social status of wealth, but intellectual status.
Basically, college-educated people who weren't interested in the idea of cars as status symbols. As VW gained market share, another overseas car maker was targeting the U.S. Its first TV ad wasn't as creative as VW's, but it still tried to speak to the average American.
This is fullback Walt Garrison, 6 feet 1, 205 pounds.
Toyota's first ad for the Corolla in 1971 featured the Dallas Cowboys backfield.
Even though it's a low-priced economy car, it's still big enough to put a backfield in motion.
Steve Miller is a reporter with Brand Week, an advertising trade publication.
It was a bit defensive, almost. It had to, having to prove itself against what was sure to be, and what was, of course, criticism from American automakers and true blue American people who had that buy American mentality.
It was extremely smart marketing.
That's longtime ad man Cliff Freeman.
A couple of print ads. This is for the Toyota, I guess, Corolla. What we call standard equipment, some places call about $250. And the line at the bottom is, test price a Toyota, see how much car your money can buy.
The Corolla would become one of the best-selling cars in the U.S., not because of its ads, of course, but on a reputation for reliability. Today, chasing the Japanese in the market for low-priced cars is an up-and-coming Korean car maker.
Introducing Kia. We're obsessed with building a well-made car.
In this ad, a Kia Sephia chases a Honda Civic, and as the Civic enters a posh, gated community, the Kia is stuck outside.
Kia, because it's about time everyone had a well-made car.
It's a blatant appeal to ordinary middle-class Americans. Kia's latest ads are even more blatant.
And it's priced about $6,000 less than a Toyota RAV4 Limited. Or to put it another way, a whole year's worth of groceries less.
Randall Rothenberg says this approach might not work in times of plenty, but in the middle of a gas crisis and with the economy on the edge of recession, it's perfectly okay to market a cheap car as cheap. Jessica Smith, NPR News.